Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. I get to spend a little bit of time talking with Jennifer Ennis from Elder Care about things coming up and things you need to know about and healthier, happier, safer lives. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, safer today. If you're out driving, listening to us, or have to get out later, just take in mind the roads may later look dry, but they can still be a little slick.
Yeah, and just as had a listener call up earlier this morning, and I'll say it makes sense. You're not legally required to in this state. Some states do, but if you got the windshield wipers on, turn the headlights on. It makes you easier to see.
It does make it easier, you know, and especially school is still, I mean, fairly new. People are getting back into the school routine, so there were kids out this morning, but it's always a good idea to be safe during this rainy weather. I'm excited to see the rain. I love that, you know, we're getting more and getting out of that drought zone. We can always use that. But just be cautious while you're walking out, you know. So we always talk about at Elder Care is being safe. Mm-hmm. You know, there are times of the year or situations like rain where if you're already a little off balance, or just as you age, your balance is just different. Your eyesight is different. You know, everything changes a little bit. And so during days like this, just take a little extra precaution. Really check out your surroundings while you're walking or running errands or mm-hmm. anything to make sure you don't fall and have an incident you really don't want to have.
And we do have some standing water around the area. I call it the usual suspects, the places where we always get a little bit of a, you know, puddle here, or the sewer is a little bit slow in getting, because it's at the bottom of a hill or something, it's a little slow at getting rid of all the water. So just slow it down a little bit, drive carefully, and be aware of other people around you.
Absolutely. Well, and, you know, like I said, I love that we kind of started talking a little bit about this, because it's a great kind of segue into reminding people that, yeah, daylight savings isn't for a while, or we're still going to have light for a while, but it is that time of year where it feels more like dusk is around a little bit more.
Yep.
The weather starts to change, and that makes all the difference sometimes. Just that dimmer light, mm-hmm. even though it's still light out, can make a difference in how you walk and how you drive and taking those things. And so if you are starting to get nervous, you're thinking, oh, it's going to get dark here in the next 6 to 8 weeks and it's going to be cold, then now is a great time to kind of address some of those concerns with a physical therapist and go out and maybe get a balance screening mm-hmm. or tackle that knee pain that's been happening for a couple weeks that you've been treating with Tylenol, but you have decided it may not work. Now's a great time to really do that before all of the craziness of the holiday happens. You know, physical therapy takes 6-8 weeks to really mm-hmm. start feeling better. Well, 6 to 8 weeks, you might find yourself a little busier.
Yeah, that's it. 6 weeks from now, we're talking, almost Halloween. So, yeah, it would be a good time to go get that balance screening taken care of. And if you do it later, say in 2 or 3 weeks, you get a flu shot while you're doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that is great. We will be having our annual flu shot clinics starting in October. Mm-hmm. I know it seems pretty silly to start talking about it as that it's September 6th, but we've already had phone calls just asking, are we doing our flu shot clinic? I don't think I've personally seen, but I'm sure somewhere out there, Walmart, different pharmacies, they're going to start advertising that it's mm-hmm. time to get your flu shot. And so it is definitely worth marking your calendars that in about 4 weeks, it's going to be flu shot season.
Yeah. And we'll talk more about that in a little bit. But this is, like you said, the time of year. Get that balance screening. And while you're at it, this Monday, you've got your open house, so people can kind of get a tour and maybe take a look at the physical therapy department and meet the therapists that are there and say, yeah, this probably would be a good idea.
Yeah, so usually it's the first Monday of every month, but this month Labor Day was the first Monday, so we skipped that one. And so our open house, you've not missed yet, it's actually September 10th, this upcoming Monday. We do it every month because we want individuals and families and even businesses to be able to come in, see our building, understand a lot more about what we do, because a lot of people drive by and think, well, what does Elder Care even mean? Are we a nursing home? Do we have residents who live there? Are we assisted living? What do we do?
Can I stop by and see the nurse? Yeah.
Can I stop by and see the nurse? How do I become a member of Elder Care? You know, all those questions. And so sometimes it's kind of hard to understand what we are unless you come and see us, or at least call and talk to us.
I hadn't really thought about it, but yeah, driving by your building, I could see someone would interpret it that it could be a nursing home or medical facility.
It could be, you know, and we do medical things. Yeah. I mean, we have a primary care physician, we have physical therapy there on site, but no one lives at our facility. We're only open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, but there's a lot that goes on in our building that might benefit you, a loved one, a friend at church, anything like that, from our Daybreak Adult Health Center that takes up half of the building, and that's a place for someone to come and enjoy activities, go out and do things, get some socializations, breakfast, lunch, and a snack, you know, Monday through Friday. Yeah. Or maybe you're in a situation where your loved one needs a little bit more attention. Maybe some memory care issues have come up and you think, you know, it's getting a little harder to either find somebody to come sit with mom or dad or husband or brother or whoever it is. And so they could come and we can be that support system so that maybe you either get a break for a day or maybe it's a consistent. You still work and you need 2 days a week. Well, you can do that. Down to we have Golden Opportunities, which is a social activities program, to medical equipment loans and all kinds of things. So you may not know what we do, and I encourage you always come to an open house or give us a call and let us walk you through the whole spiel. And so you would say, oh, I do need that, or I don't, but maybe 6 months from now.
Yeah,
you remember the conversation.
Well, I mean, physical therapy is often a short-term need. Whether you maybe you need treatment for just dizziness or something that maybe an inner ear problem that a therapist could take care of over a series of 2, 3, 4, 6 treatments or something like that, and then get you back to whatever normal is for you.
Exactly, and you know, and that's a great point about physical therapy. Is a lot of people think about it immediately after a surgery. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm having knee replacement, or I've had this and I've lost some strength, so I'm coming in and I'm getting that rehab, and that is always recommended to do. But there are a lot of other things that a physical therapist can do for you that can only broaden your quality of life. Vertigo is a big one. I think a lot of people don't think about that, but if you find yourself dizzy all the time and you think you have a little vertigo, that is something you can come into our physical therapy department and they can actually test for and mm-hmm. say, oh, is this actually vertigo? And if it is, they can start treating you to help that inner ear problem and get it resolved instead of going a week or two trying to figure out
why am I always dizzy? You know, is it my glasses? What's going on?
Exactly. Yeah. But I mean, there are other things from, we've talked about balance, but you know, pain as you get older, aches, things like that, some of those are normal. Mm-hmm. Most of those are not normal. I mean, yeah, you've been walking all day and you're a little stiff, or the weather has changed and that happens. But if it's a consistent thing, getting up and that knee is just kind of barking at you, or that shoulder you sleep on, you can't sleep on anymore because it always feels hard, you can't really lift your arm up to grab those things, those are not normal aging things. Those typically are a result of maybe your muscle just needs to be strengthened. Maybe you have not torn anything, but you've kind of made that muscle really sore. It needs to be worked out, or something like that. Those things can be treated with physical therapy. You don't have to go to a doctor and get a referral anymore. You can call and kind of explain what's going on, and we can come in and do an evaluation and see where we're at. Oftentimes we'll say if we can help you, or if we say, you know, before we move forward, maybe go see your doctor. We'll recommend that. There are times where hear that. Before we do anything, let's check this out.
Go see the doctor, get an x-ray or whatever. And sometimes it's just a complimentary thing where the doctor can treat the pain or maybe a muscle relaxant or something there. But let's also get some therapy going so that we're treating the whole problem.
Yeah. Exactly. So don't think of it as just a recovery thing. If you kind of have that mindset, it really is a way to build that strength and that stamina of muscles and just getting you back on your feet. Because the more you move, the more you're going to feel better. And so just don't fall into the trap that every ache and pain is normal as you age, because that's not necessarily true.
Yeah, and particularly falling into the trap, because we're getting back to that balance screening again. So that's something that really doesn't take a lot of time, and you can either say, nope, no problem, or there's something we need to address.
Exactly. And a lot of times you don't even realize it. You know, you just kind of feel unsteady, or maybe someone points out that, you know, if you find yourself holding onto your car a little bit more when you get out, or
well, that's just back pain.
Well, yeah, or you avoid certain things because you know that it makes you feel unstable. Well, balance is not, again, it's not necessarily an age issue as much as it is maybe a muscle. You know, you need to strengthen something, you need to work on something. And those issues can be resolved if you actually work on them. So you go through a couple of weeks of physical therapy. Before you know it, you kind of starting to feel better. And that independence that you love is still there, and it's not jeopardized because you fall and you break a hip, or you fall and you tear a ligament or a tendon, something a lot more serious, you're going to be down a lot more, and you're going to have to go through a lot more than just a couple weeks of physical therapy.
That's right. Again, we're talking Jennifer Ennis from Elder Care, and some of the services that you may or may not be aware of, and recommending that you take that tour Monday morning at Elder Care. What time is that? That's at
it's at 10 a.m.
Yeah, and some coffee and donuts or something like that as well. So another good reason to go. We'll talk about that more when we continue on 1400 K1.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Continuing our time this morning, talking about Elder Care, and I know we mentioned the flu shot clinic coming up. It's not yet, but several weeks, maybe a good idea to put a reminder in your phone or circle a date on the calendar, write yourself a note, put it on the fridge the first day that the flu shot clinic will be in operation. Late this month, but then most through all of October, right?
Yeah, you know, we always try and offer our first flu shot clinic the last Saturday of October. Or, sorry, September.
You do one in October,
yes.
Too, but yeah.
And so that would actually be September 29th. And then every Tuesday in October, we offer those flu shots all day long, like 9 to noon and 1 to 4. So, yeah, go ahead and mark them. You're going to start seeing us ramp up, putting signs out, press releases so you get a better idea. But definitely start marking those. We will have the high dose again this year, as well as the regular dose. So we're one of the few places in town that carry that high dose. So be sure to come see us, and always recommend, if that's what you want, come see us early because you never know how long that supply will last and how many more people will come before you. But that is a little bit off. So I wanted to mention something that's a little bit more present starting next Tuesday, actually.
Let's get that done. Please do.
You know, we talked about the open house on Monday at 10 a.m. Well, when you're there, you can go ahead and sign up for our first Senior Strategy Seminar.
Those are great.
They are. They are not every Tuesday in September, but the last three Tuesdays in September. We're going to start them at 10 a.m. this year. So it's a little different. We usually have started them at 9. We're going to start them at 10 this year. And what they are is, it's just us trying to get more information out into the community about different aging related issues, things that are coming up. And so we try and change them up every year and offer out different things. So this first one is September 11th. It's on Tuesday. And actually, Lieutenant John Copeland of the Washington County Sheriff's Office is going to come in, and he's going to talk about fraud prevention. So fraud, scams, all of that stuff, it changes so often, and so many things are going on. And he's going to talk about, how do you protect yourself? What is currently going on that they know of? Are there any things in town that you should be aware of? He's going to go over that and really help you identify so that you can protect yourself from all kinds of different frauds.
Well, and there's all kinds of schemes that just pop up about the same time every year, of a phone call allegedly from the IRS, this or that, or you need to change your Medicare supplement, whatever. Here's how we can do it. We can walk you right through it. Just give me your Medicare number and that sort of thing, and then they've got it.
Exactly. I mean, computer, you know, we noticed your computer was broken into. you, or
Microsoft will not call you about your computer.
They will not call you. To local scams, local things that might be happening. So it's a great way to come brush up. I mean, a lot of people are like, well, I know what's going on. I read the news. Well, you may not really know what's going on. So
you get one of those calls, it's different.
It is different. And sometimes it's, you know, this is so-and-so from this prison and your granddaughter needs bail money. You don't know. And so John's going to walk you through how to identify those things that are maybe true, how to identify the things that are fraud or scams, how to protect yourself. Then the following Tuesday, September 18th, Debbie Muggenberg, CPA here in town, she's going to come in and talk about tax planning for seniors. And so a couple topics that she's going to focus on are things like reverse mortgages. Lots of people have questions about what is a reverse mortgage? Could it help me? Reduced property taxes. And she's also going to talk about the new tax laws that are going in. So she's going to go in and try and guide you through that process as somebody either on a fixed income or, you know, as you get older, things change. And so how can tax planning benefit you as a senior citizen and go through those? So it's a great time to come learn about them and ask questions to Debbie that you may have about the upcoming tax season. And then September 25th, we're going to have Dr. John Schumann, the president of OU Tulsa, come in, and he's going to talk about how to tell the difference between normal aging and the signs of dementia or Alzheimer's. So again, some things are normal when we age. Some things are not.
You tend to forget where you put your glasses or whatever it is. You know, that's probably normal.
Yeah. And so he's going to help families, whether it's a caregiver, yourself, your spouse, start looking at a situation and say, is this normal? Or is this something we need to start maybe talking to a doctor about? So these little guidelines will be really helpful to keep in the back of your head because you may not have anything right now. But those things can pop up kind of suddenly or over time, and it's always good to prepare yourself and your loved ones for what's normal and what's not normal. Yeah. So those are our three seminars this year. All of them are free. There is no cost to these. We are asking, if you know you want to attend, to give us a call in RSVP so we have chairs out. But if that morning comes and you freed up and you want to come in, then you just stop by. We'll add a chair to the back. No big deal.
And that's the nice thing about older care. There's always room for one more chair.
There is always room for one more chair. So if you're interested in any of these seminars, you can give us a call at 918-336-8500. Mm-hmm. Just say, hey, I heard about these seminars. I want the fraud one, and I want this one, or I just want this one, or all three. It doesn't matter.
All three. It's good.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
you know, just as the fall and we start getting the house straightened around for the upcoming colder months and the holidays and everything else, Brighter Living can help you out too.
Exactly. So while you're there, whether it's at the open house and the senior strategies, you can check out physical therapy, and then you can talk to somebody about Daybreak if you want to see our activity center. And lastly, you could start learning a little bit more about our Brighter Living program. And what that is we can help by providing companions, that's what we call them, out to your home to help with cleaning, maybe meal preparation or grocery shopping or running errands for you or with you. Some people want to go with them. Some people just want you to go run the errands
for
me.
Here's the list. I'll see you later.
Exactly. To helping get to a doctor's appointment or helping get your medication kind of in order, to even just coming and checking on someone. So maybe your kids are going to go to Europe for a couple weeks and you're a little nervous, so you have someone come over and check on you for, you know, an hour a day, make sure you're okay and that there's nothing that you need. And so that program can be 1-2 hours a week to 24 hours a day, depending on your situation, what you need. And what I love about it is we try and customize it to what is best for you and your family and your budget and your needs.
Yeah.
And so I can't tell you a price and how much it's going to cost because I don't know what that need is yet. I want to talk to you. I want to find it out. So if having someone help you out at home so you can stay independent and at your home as long as possible, give us a call or stop by and talk to us. Let us figure out what you need, and then we can give you the best route for that. Again, you can call us at 918-336-8500 to talk about Brighter Living, physical therapy, sign up for those seminars, or stop by the open house. It's at 1223 Swan Drive, right by Walmart. You know where we are, and come check us out.
Sounds like a great deal. Elder Care, check them out. They're on Swan Drive. The open house is on Monday. Strategy is coming up on Tuesdays, and circle the calendar for the last Saturday in the month for Flu Shot.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. Sentencing scheduled for December 10th for a man convicted